traveling around the world was really fun. I got to see and try and do different things that I wish I could have shared with everybody. But the traveling itself was really fun. It was always about work still, but we always got a day to where we can explore everything.
We all kind of grew up the same way, with the same morals and the same parents, so what was different for you that made you want to join the Navy?
It wasn't about how I was raised. I didn't know what I wanted to do yet with my, like, going to school and my career. And so I felt that the Navy was a good way to be able to explore all my options and, you know, be able to try different things and see the world. And one memory from all my travels, I would pick when I went to Bahrain, because having never gone there before, a lot of people have these thoughts of what Bahrain looks like, and most people would think of it as a third world country, you know, and just that there's nothing there. But when we got there, visually it looked dry, it was just very deserty and dusty, but they were so full of riches in their own way. Like, there were so many malls, so many water parks, everyone was still happy regardless of the war going on, and people were very friendly and welcoming of us. So it was definitely an eye-opener and definitely a trip that I would go do again without the Navy. I feel like it gave me a sense of purpose, that traveling, it was my way of being able to keep me down to earth, that I still have to work for what I'm doing. I still have to have a drive and a purpose for what I'm doing, even though I'm getting to see the world for free.
Were there any people that kind of stood out in your head? Something like their stories or what they were doing at the moment in all of the war?
Not necessarily that pertain to the war directly. One experience that I love to tell people is when I went to Bahrain, we did a kind of like a missionary trip on one of our days off, and we went to a woman battered shelter, and they were basically women who escaped the life of being abused by some of the people. Either they worked for them, or they were their wives, and some of these women, they were also Filipino. Like, it was a Filipino woman's battered shelter, and it was just very eye-opening.